Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery.
If you're a kid between the ages of 5 and 11 and you live in the U.S., you might already know that you can now get vaccinated against COVID-19.
We think that's super exciting.
Today, we're talking to two kids and a scientist who helped make it possible.
And we'll find out how right after this. Thanks so much for listening to that episode. And now it's time for some birthday shoutouts. Daniel Kapai, happy belated birthday on November 23rd, with lots of love from mom and dad. Miles, happy birthday on November 26th. Mommy and daddy love you so much. Happy birthday on November 27th to Vivian and Easton. Keep asking questions, Curious Bat, from Mama, Daddy, and Kai. Nehemiah, happy birthday on November 27th. Danny Robeson, happy birthday on November 28th, and a big thank you to Mr. Jordan for helping Danny listen to us at school. Bear, mommy and daddy love you, you cheeky ferret, and happy birthday on November 29th. Hayden, mom, dad, Kale, and Bob love you, and happy birthday also on November 29th. Maxwell Mazzocco, happy November 29th birthday to Big Brother from Mitchell. Miranda, science rules, and happy birthday on December 5th. Vanessa, happy birthday on December 6th from Mom, Dad, and Felix. Cass Carswell, happy birthday on December 6th as well, and keep asking all those great questions. Thanks to all of you and to everyone who supports Tumble on Patreon. To get a birthday shout-out of your own like these fine folks, just go to patreon.com/tumblepodcast and support us at the $5 level or higher. Once again, that's patreon.com/tumblepodcast.
A few weeks ago, I had the chance to interview the youngest experts we've ever had on the show.
So I'm assuming you're Sam with the glasses and you're Natalie with the yellow shirt. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for agreeing to do this interview. Is this your first ever interview?
Yeah.
Ooh, so we're their first interview ever? Does that mean we can say we had an exclusive with Sam and Natalie?
Absolutely. We have the exclusive story of their experience in a COVID vaccine trial. A vaccine trial is an important part of the science that will help end the threat of coronavirus.
Wow, that's a big exclusive on a big story.
The story begins when Sam and Natalie's mom picked them up early from school one day.
So we were going from school, and I was asking, why are you picking me up? And she said, do you want to go do a research of the vaccine? And you might get the vaccine doing it. And I said, yeah, I want to do that.
Like, Sam, I was super curious about it. But when she told me, I was like, well, that sounds cool.
Sam and Natalie told me that they'd been waiting to get the COVID vaccine. So this was an awesome surprise for them. Natalie explained to me the benefits of vaccines.
It helps the spread of a disease be less active and protects you if you do get it.
So basically she's saying it slows down how fast a virus can infect other people, and it keeps you from getting sick.
Exactly. That's how all vaccines work. And now, Natalie and Sam had the chance to help find out if the COVID vaccine would work for kids.
But don't we already know that the COVID vaccine works? Like, why do we need a different vaccine study?
Good question. To help explain how vaccine trials work and why, I reached out to someone who ran one, a vaccine researcher named Kauser Talat.
We know that the vaccine worked and was safe in grown-ups. And we know that the vaccine worked and was safe in teenagers. But before we say that all kids should get it, we wanted to figure out what the right dose was in children.
Oh, so it's the same vaccine, but it's a different amount.
Right. Kids are generally smaller than adults and teenagers, so they need smaller doses of vaccine.
So yeah, okay. So I'm with you there. Just like any other medicine, there's a kid's dose. That makes sense.
Yeah. And just like any other medicine, vaccines have to go through a process to get approved by the government before they're available for everyone. That's what the trial is, a very strict and controlled experiment to learn three things about the vaccine.
the most important is safety. And then the immune response, how the immune system reacts to the vaccine, and then whether or not a vaccine works. And in order to do that, we have volunteers who say, I want to be part of your trial.
So that's where Sam and Natalie come in, right? They're the volunteers.
Right. Their mom had found out about the trial and she signed them up. But Sam and Natalie still had to consent or agree that they wanted to volunteer before they could do it.
I decided to do it because it was going to help the world and it was going to help a bunch of people. So I was like, I'm going to do this.
So that's kind of a superhero decision. He's going to help save the world.
Totally. Natalie was on board too. And finally, they got to the study site, an office in a strip mall.
I was expecting some kind of secret underground lair, you know, like for superhero work.
No, it's just a regular place, kind of like any other vaccination site. But there were medical staff specially trained to run the trial. They explained everything to Natalie and Sam to make sure that they knew what was involved.
Everyone who was associated in the trial for us was very kind, very nice, and very supportive, and they're very good at their job. And like, if we felt uncomfortable, they would just stop doing what they're doing and they'd try to come for us.
So what did they have to do?
Well, before getting the shot, the kids had to give a blood sample and get a nasal swab.
Like when they stick that long Q-tip all the way up in your nose and tickle your brain.
Yes. The blood and swab give the vaccine staff more information about the kid's health.
And then they just get the shot, right?
Yes. And this is where the experiment of the trial comes in.
So you get the COVID-19 shot or salt water.
Called placebo.
Yeah, called placebo. And if you get the placebo, they'll see how you act compared to when you get the actual shot, the COVID-19 vaccine.
So they compare the health of people who got the vaccine to those who just got a pretend vaccine.
Exactly. But it's not just about whether or not the volunteers get COVID. Scientists like Kauser are watching for common side effects, things like fevers, colds, and tiredness that could just happen in your normal daily life.
So what we really want to know is, does the vaccine cause more of those symptoms than you would normally experience without it?
So Sam and Natalie's job didn't end when they left the study site.
Then we had to do questionnaires, which recorded our temperature. So they included questions like, oh, did you have a cold? And like just checking up with us for 7 days online.
Oh, wow. So they had homework.
Yeah. And after that first week, the homework gets a little less intense.
Then after that, once a week, there's a diary that says, basically, do you have these symptoms that could be COVID? Do you have a cough? Do you have a sore throat? Do you have fever? Do you have shortness of breath? Do you have diarrhea or vomiting?
Okay, so they're checking for how people react right after the shot and then tracking whether they get COVID or not.
Exactly. After the first shot, Sam and Natalie weren't sure if they got the vaccine or the placebo. But after the second shot, they had a clue.
So the second shot, we got like a little fever for like 2 days, maybe three.
But it's pretty short. It wasn't too bad.
I had the same thing after I got my second shot and like a really sore arm, as though I'd just pitched a 9-inning no-hitter.
Me too, except without the baseball reference. Arm soreness is the most common side effect, and like you and I experienced, it goes away quickly. But Kauser said fewer kids in the trial had fevers than the adults did in the grown-up trial.
Huh.
Yeah, so kids actually have an easier time of it.
It's about half as common in the kids as it is in the adults, but it does happen. All of these symptoms usually last for about a day or two. They don't usually get in the way of your doing your normal activities, and it's just your immune system working to protect you against the COVID virus.
In other words, the vaccine is at work training your body to recognize and fight off COVID.
So these normal side effects are just signs that the vaccine is doing its job.
Yeah, and Sam and Natalie came out of the whole experience feeling great.
I felt special because we were the last two people who could join the study.
There's only two slots left.
Yeah, there was only two slots left, and we were the last two slots.
Wow, so they'd really just like slid in at the last minute.
Yeah, so each company that makes a vaccine runs its own trial, and each trial had about 4,000 kids in it.
So a lot of kids did this.
Yeah, and even though scientists did a lot of work of the vaccine up front, the kids helped finish the job.
I'm so grateful for the kids who volunteered for this trial, because without them, we wouldn't have these vaccines available. Every kid who participated in this trial is a public health superhero, and they should be proud of themselves.
So I'm not the only one who thinks that these kids were superheroes.
Exactly. The kids also helped scientists discover that the smallest dose is the best size dose for kids.
They had a good immune response with the lower dose, and the lower dose was safer for them.
Well, that's awesome. But I know a lot of kids are scared of getting the shots, even though it's just a little tiny bit of the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't blame them, because I really didn't like shots either when I was a kid.
I still don't, to
I
be
still
honest.
Don't. Yeah, let's just say it. You don't grow to love them. But Sam and Natalie had some thoughts on actually getting the shot.
The shot doesn't hurt at all, so you should just get it and hold something tightly and then just not look at it and just get the shot.
Yeah, not looking at it. That's pretty much my strategy.
Exactly. I look away. So Sam's lucky to think that shots don't hurt, but Natalie disagrees. And so she had some great advice for others like her.
But also I want kids to know that you really don't have to freak out about it, because even if it does hurt kind of a lot, it only lasts for like 2 seconds each time. So you have no reason to be scared.
You know, I feel pretty reassured by that. Thanks, Natalie.
Yeah, and Kelzer agreed with her.
It's just like a little prick, and it's over before you know it. You can ask your parents if you can have something to distract you so that you don't have to think about it.
Ooh, like an Elmo video.
Yes. Or maybe you can choose a treat that you're looking forward to getting after your shot.
I have to say, like most other dogs, I mean, dogs, I'm very treat motivated.
Good dog. Whatever gets you through, it's a small price to pay for achieving a much bigger goal.
I mean, it's sort of worth it, because at least you know that you're one step further to COVID-19 being settled and going back to normal life.
I've been waiting a long time for normal life.
Me too. And if enough kids get vaccinated, COVID won't have the chance to spread in schools like it does now.
If all the kids are vaccinated, the chances of COVID circulating in that school are so much lower. So it really makes a huge difference in getting back to normal.
At Sam and Natalie's school, their classmates are already benefiting from their work. As their mom came into our interview to help wrap up, Natalie was excited to share that everybody had been talking about it.
Almost all my class, like my class minus 4 people, are already have appointments for like next week.
Oh yeah? Wow, everybody
jumped on it.
Or even
this week.
It's so great that kids are finally able to get vaccinated.
It's been a long road. I think we all can agree on that.
Yes. Yes, it has.
And thanks to kids like Sam and Natalie, lots of other kids will be able to protect themselves and their loved ones from COVID and hopefully end the pandemic for everyone. So everybody can be a public health superhero.
So go get your vaccine if you're between the ages of 5 and 11, or if you're older and haven't gotten vaccinated yet, go to vaccine.gov to find a vaccination site and book an appointment near you.
Vaccine.gov also has answers to other common questions about the COVID vaccine.
And if you want to learn more about how the vaccine was developed and how it works, check out our episode, The Coronavirus Vaccine Race, from December 11th, 2020.
science news can change quickly, so make sure that you're getting the latest updates about vaccines. The information we shared in this episode is accurate as of its release date on November 26, 2021. Thanks today to Sam and Natalie for sharing their story, and to Dr. Kausar Talat, epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and a principal investigator of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine trials in children. Special thanks to Sam and Natalie's mom for arranging our interview, and science journalist Tara Hale.
Get more resources to learn about the kids' COVID vaccine and where you can get yours at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Sarah Robertson-Lentz designed our episode art and is our head of partnerships.
Eric Kuhn is our engineer and sound mixer.
I'm Lindsay Patterson, and I produce this show.
And I'm Marshall Escamilla, and I made all of the music. Tumble is a production of Tumble Media. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more stories of science discovery. Tumble is also brought to you with support from our patrons on Patreon. And speaking of that, we have a big announcement to make. Any new supporters for Tumble on Patreon who join us in the month of December in 2021 at the $5 level or higher will get a video message from me and Lindsay thanking you for your support and wishing you a happy holiday season, however you choose to celebrate. Support us at the $5 level or higher, and we'll send you a wish of your choosing. Also, I want to send an extra special thank you to some of our newest supporters from last week, Nathan and Dana and Daniel Kapai. Thanks so much for supporting us on Patreon, everyone. If you want to join these fine folks and get a video message from me and Lindsay, just support us at the $5 level or higher at patreon.com/tumblepodcast. And now, on to the show!